This is a production of Cornell University.
Whenever you're ready, you can call the roll. Thank you. Here. Excuse. Yes, ma'am. He's fasting. You get to do open microphone.
Here.
How many people?
I have 19.
How many people you got?
I think it's 19. She's right here.
Perfect. Lovely.
Alrighty. We will now be moving into open microphone. If any members of the community have something to say, please step up to the mic and that table right there. Cool. We will now be closing open microphone.
That's usually how it goes.
Yep.
So we'll move into announcements and reports. Since there were none submitted, I'll like take them from the floor real quick. If you all got announcements and reports, we're doing headshots next Thursday. Thank you.
Did you all see my email about important dates? Okay. Yes, sprint planning. Also, orientation is next Sunday. Please keep that Sunday free. Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah. You have an announcement.
So, quick update from Duncan. Check out Waffle Light. They are apparently
using Waffle Light. Yes, they are.
Lovely.
One more announcement. Allergen.
Who has an announcement?
I mean,
oh, you.
Yes.
Go for it.
One more thing. If any of you have any dietary restrictions, please tell me after this meeting or like text me or something. I don't want to. Yeah, there we go. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, also tell Mariah if you're on Appscom. Any other fun announcements or reports? No. No. Wonderful. Okay, we'll be moving into Resolution 1, which is approval of the 2019-2020 standing rules. That's you? Yeah, you go up there. For the new representatives, if you don't know how this works, it's pretty standard. If you want to talk, just raise your little placard, and I'll call on you, and then you get to talk. And then the big two motions that we'll probably be using today is motion to amend, which means that I want to change something, and then motion to vote, which means I want to vote on something. Both are majority votes.
So,
do you have something to say? No? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay, Osai. All right.
So, what is the rationale? Like, I know you have just some ideas, but what is the
You can just discuss it. Yeah, unless you want to amend it. That's a formal motion. Okay, Indigo. Yeah, if you want to, like, motion to amend. It's been seconded. Any dissent? Oh, please hold it closer. Like, the microphone volume is low. Any dissent to the amendment? With no dissent, we'll move into discussion on the amendment. Motion votes, there's a second.
Second.
Second, any dissent to voting? Okay, all in favor of the amendment? Clearly passes. So on line 40, the 24 is changed to 48. I'll wait for, waiting for John. Got it. Okay, Indigo. No, because it's those are unrelated points. Julian, speak really close and really loud. So it was approved last year. Yeah, it was. It's just we didn't actually implement it because the infrastructure needed behind it wasn't fully available at the time, but we said that we wanted to keep it in there. The infrastructure for the reporting mechanism is still not set up, so we just thought of keeping it in there with the intent of actually following through this year to actually have it be a thing. That was the intent. Kat, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Perfect. Any other questions?
Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, I just wanted to mention that, yes, it's about
it's probably going to be with the Qualtrics. Yeah. You want to talk? Okay, Valentina.
Just regarding the 72 hours, I feel like in the 72 hours is already about 3 days. So I feel like for the next 3 days, a lot of these can be updated. So we change to 24 hours. So it's like the most updated work that we have to be submitted to.
I have Uche and then I have Kat, do you want to respond to that? No. I have Uche and then I have Masa. Speak louder. What? Keep going, yeah.
So for special projects,
someone give Mariah the microphone. Yeah, I mean, special standing rules are updated at the beginning of every semester. Yeah. Masa.
Do you get the speaker's list?
So they said that
yeah, we moved it to bi-weekly last year. I think it was just like typos and life happens. So can we make a formal motion to amend to change all the weeklies in Rule 14 to bi-weekly? There, second.
Second.
Any dissent? Wonderful. Move into discussion on it. Motion. Oh, do you want to discuss? Okay, give it to Indigo.
Twice a week or every other week, depending on how you do it.
Okay, okay. Can I just like in bi-weekly, the first bi-weekly, just put parentheses after it and say every other week? Just have that be there. Okay, does that make sense to you? Okay, perfect. We'll include that as part of the amendment. Okay, we're voting on changing every weekly to bi-weekly, after first bi-weekly, meaning every other week. Okay, we're voting on it. Any dissent or voting? Wonderful. All in favor?
Does it pass?
It passed.
It's good. John, you got that? Thanks.
Anything else?
Okay, Brian. Okay. Any dissent? No. Okay. So we're moving to discussion on it. All in favor? Yeah. It passes. Wonderful. You got that? Thanks, John. Buche. Sorry, I got you, cat, next time. Okay. Cat. Okay. Anything else? Valentina.
Motion to amend line from 56 to 17 hours 24, unless anyone wants to discuss about it. Because I just line about the bi-weekly report. I just feel like, yeah, just some iterative report we want to update it in April, and it can be happening in the long term.
Any dissent? Seeing none, we'll move into discussion on the amendment. So it's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? There's dissent. Okay. I always forget the way to do it. What do I do?
You go back into discussion.
Oh.
Or he states his dissent.
What's your dissent? He wants to discuss. He withdraws. He withdraws. Okay. Uche.
Now we're back.
Anything else on the discussion of this amendment? Okay. Motion votes, there a second? Any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll move to voting. All in favor? Wonderful, clearly passes. So we're changing the 72 to 24 in line 156. John has that most likely. Anything else? John, can you move? Oh, wait, that's your. Well, I think you're fine. I'm just going to say we all accept that. Yeah, we're all good.
Okay.
Anything else?
Amendment
or resolution? Yes. So the resolution. Okay, motion vote on the resolution. We're going to vote. Perfect, okay. All in favor of resolution one? You got to count this one.
Yes.
You got cat?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All opposed. All abstaining. Okay, by a vote of 18 to 0 to 1, this resolution passes. Moving on to resolution 2. Also, CAD.
Resolution 2 is
What?
Well, this is really problematic. So there are no color on the bylaws to know what we've added and what we've taken out. Is it in the box? That's okay. Okay, if representatives want to take out their laptops and look in the box to see the changes on the bylaws, super cool with me.
Not like it's a...
apps?
Yeah, if you don't have access to the apps.
What
is he writing? Is that you?
What are you doing?
What is he doing?
Being extra.
He's so extra, I know. By end of it. What's he doing?
How many emails went out of studio?
He's such a fuck. Such a dipstick. Look at him. We're on Facebook. It's the worst executive archivist ever. This is really good. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's decent.
They took out the lemonade.
You still got lemonade in swipe in BRB places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have real fire over there.
It's the bylaws. Just a note on the bylaws for new representatives. We don't vote on bylaw changes to when they're introduced. We have to table them to the next meeting to approve them. Yeah. You've been on the assembly for a while. How'd you forget that?
Oh my gosh.
Like your birthday?
That was
I don't know. No.
I'm also wrong.
What? What's going on? No, I am. I joined freshman second semester. I've been here for like 3.5 years. Yeah. Same way as Valentina and Indigo. They all came in together. No, Osai is in the same class as Valentina and Indigo. No. Oh my god, I'm so old. Oh god. Okay. God, wow, I really had a total drop in my mind. I love Osai. We all good? We all looking at it? Uche. Can you speak a little louder? No, it alternates per semester. Or should I answer? Okay. The Tri-Council is technically considered like one entity, and it's always been that way. The actual understanding of it, I honestly don't know. It's like come from a really, really long time, but I think it was because the Tri-Council, don't quote me, the Tri-Council wanted it to be the one entity liaison just because the opinions of the Tri-Council were pretty similar at every SA meeting. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, that's definitely something that, like, in the this meeting, next meeting, like, that can be talked about. Like, if you want to, like, go to MJFC and ask, like, hey, how do you feel about this? Come back. Okay. Perfect. Thanks. Valentine or Brian?
Mine. This is you. I just want to explain this line because I think managing a website is really key part, and it's right with this line being connected to any other division's responsibility.
Which one?
Yeah.
So Stripe is the responsibility of managing a website.
That's a motion. Is that a formal motion to amend to, like, unstrike it? Is that so? It's for, okay.
Wait, I just have a.
No. Is there a second to Valentina's amendment? There's a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll move into discussion on the amendment. Osai and Brian. You yield to Mariah, or do you want to respond yourself? You want to speak first, Brian?
Okay. I think the confusion is that we just don't respond to the website right now. Also, this is my bad. I think it's not going to be my office thing, so that should be really kind of such a meeting. We need to get some more chairs. So, I'm sure you
can sort of talk about that. So, Brian, you want to talk about the amendment?
Yes, so this is you don't know, it's called the Stripe Cluster. And there were different stories. But basically, it seemed like this was a job that made me receive, and I could be really wrong in sales. This was a bunch of that. This is a job into the EDXL affairs. We did not have any more training and other manager websites, nor did they expect us to be part of the role. And my understanding, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, is that when we were doing these sort of elections back in April, when we did them, this was not part of the job description, or it was assumed that this would be taken out of the job of the EDXL. So while I don't have any answers to the abilities of our EDXL, I can say that it's likely that in the future of the website, there will be this one of the EDXL that does not have a right in place. Furthermore, I think this is not the most important role of the EDXL right now, which is likely the EDXL based on the right software capabilities, which is one of our policies.
Okay, I have Osai. If you want to speak, Debbie will be getting the speakers list.
I kind of agree with Brian in the sense that
you got you.
Like, we don't know who the vice president is going there. Is going to be next year, might be about that. And I think it would be, we don't typically elect the image developers just the website. It's just something that, like, it's just something that the assembly, that's what we're going to do for, like, having that website, like, getting the organization.
I'll let Kat respond. You can.
Just to clarify something, this line is not saying this responsibility is not contingent on someone's abilities to code or like computer science. supposedly at Mary Dunnies. But I think it's a very simple job that every external should be able to do.
Mariah.
So one of the things that we should be looking at the external was the Google website. It's something that I would really support as whole pages and anyone else. It's the whole page external business models.
No, not you. Valentina?
Yeah, just to explain a little bit why Jay Wong was in charge of that work, he was a VP intern at the MIT Graduate Center, so he started this website. So he just, he did it, his sophomore year, I think it was the someone that started it. But historically, it's VP's job to kind of lead in and offer the website. There are two things. First, they have the first line information of what they want to publicize and everything. So, and then second, like Mariah mentioned, no one else thinks that really is really suitable for this role.
Thank you, Gabby. I give the microphone to Gavin.
Sure. I just wanted to echo what Brian had to say, that in external positions, everyone's just looking at you now. I realize that that's very helpful. I was like, why are you looking at me? So that in external, the external position is supposed to liaison with the rest of the school and our website and also that interface. It's quite external not to do that. But moreover, I believe Valentina is mature enough that if she needed help, she would reach out for help. So I think that's kind of what we're
trying
to do.
Go for it.
I just said,
yeah.
And then, can I just quickly?
Yeah. I don't know.
So the info I have right now is through the summer, JWong has given digital access to the website, and like I mentioned before, this does require full board entry, because it's basically just making sure that it's
digital. Ian.
I just want to point out that there are ways to connect to campus and to advertise that don't necessarily involve making a website. Having a website is really difficult to pass that down. It might be easy, like, 1 year to the next, but over a long period of time, it is really difficult, especially if it's coded by one person. Passing the knowledge of that code down is really difficult, and if it's a Wix or something, that's also easy to lose access to.
Jacob.
I'm
still the president, right? Oh, sigh.
I think, like, having, like, a group of people, at least it doesn't have to be a committee. I think having people would be a good way to get, like, engineers and STEM people who have been traditionally been underengaged in the assembly. Proof is in the pudding by racism as the last few years. Just to that, like, there are more opportunities for them on the essay, because, like currently, I have the experience of just what I study outside of the essay, so I think that would provide more value to people studying those fields as well.
Thank you. Just to make sure we're all still talking about the same thing, the motion that we're discussing about is a motion to amend to unstrike line 152. There's been a motion to vote. Is there any dissent? Okay, we'll be moving into voting. All in favor of the amendment?
Oh, wow. Look at it. Wow.
Clearly passes. Unstrike 152.
No, it's only an amendment.
Okay, still talking about the bylaws.
It is a bylaw.
Brian.
There's not section 8, there's not a
It will be fixed. Uche. Yeah, you can.
I can do that. I can talk to people.
Do you have specific language?
Okay.
Who wants to help Masa with some specific language on that amendment? So, you want to re-explain?
So, line
so.
Consult the sponsors.
So, I guess a good way to phrase that would be online 2 and 6 instead of classify, say, consult with the sponsors on new action, blah, blah. So, just add, instead of take away classify and say, consult with the sponsors on new, and then the rest, that would be your amendment. So, that's a motion to amend. Is there a second? Perfect. Any dissent? Moving to discussion. Can we vote? Vote. Oh, John. So, yeah, on 206, it should say, consult with the sponsors on, continue. Perfect. Okay. Someone had a motion to vote?
Yes.
So, second. Any dissent? So, no dissent. We'll vote on the amendment. Clearly passes. Yeah, got to hold it. Anyone next on the speaker's list? All right. Okay. So, we'll just, in all the governing documents that we have, we'll take you, we'll remove he or she, and just like they for all of them. All of the governing documents. Okay, perfect. Speakers list again. Uche and Jacob.
I want a clarification on what we just amended before. Wasn't it he, she, they? Yeah. So just to clarify before, did we switch it to it being he, she, they, or did we switch from he, she, to they?
I think to just they.
Okay.
We did he, she, they.
We did?
Yeah. Or previously.
We did he, she, they, but I feel like they.
Yeah. Okay. We'll fix it in post. Okay. I had Uche, Jacob. Go for it.
So for mine,
No, they didn't want it. They didn't want it. Yeah.
So basically, the reason why the extension was just in the middle of March is because of the fact that the at-large position being one of the number of votes, whether they are in the current and with the community that is as small as the community, it's really not like this year as someone who loved that position, just not necessarily in the current. So there could be a consideration of what the organization sends to the representatives.
Gavin, because I assume it's relevant.
Do we not have that same tier for minority representative, LGBTQ, non-KBS representative, or representative?
So, I'll provide some more context. This was like the specific ask of CUDA at the time, and like, obviously Conan is not here to talk about why that was the case as to why they wanted it, but, I mean, the same tier exists, and like, historical knowledge, like the same things have happened, like people have run for the LGBTQ rep to get rid of it, like that has happened, and I think it's just like we haven't had that happen in a long time, so like, yeah.
No, and I agree, and I believe the position is important, and I think representation is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jacob.
Ideas have already expressed
Yeah, okay. Uche?
So I understand that you might have to say that you're sorry for the situation in my
A little louder.
But I
Gavin.
Is it that that we create a litmus test for what it means to be disabled versus disabling that information, which is against like saying policy business. But more importantly, it creates some safe array of safe
Anyone else who wants to talk about the speaker, talk about this, or the any bylaw? We have to table.
Next.
There's been a motion to table. Is there a second? Second. Any dissent? Oh, it's non-dissentable. All in favor of tabling? Count this. We got to count together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All opposed? All abstaining? By a vote of 16-0-1, this resolution has been tabled to next week. Next, we'll move on to Resolution 3, approval of the 2019-2020 Student Assembly Budget. Mariah.
Yeah, sure. So, Tom, what did you do today?
Hey, Nick, go for it. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No committees are actually allowed to have food at their meetings except for ASCOM, so that's why there's not that much money provided in that sense. It's like, we usually don't do that. Yes, you're correct. It's just like, we can't have it like every week.
Speakers list. Who's next on speaker list? Jacob.
For us, for me, it's just
Thank you. Next, I'll have John Clancy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having Kat talk to Gina right now to see like how we can set that up on the budget. Perfect. We have a resolution for Shaq. So we're able to give you $250. So what's going to happen is we're going to motion to amend, where we're insert a line item that says Student Health Advisory Committee, give that $250, and then we'll take the special projects line item and we'll decrease that to $33,500. You're welcome. Is there a second on my motion?
Second.
Thanks. Any dissent? Wonderful. Motion to vote. Okay, perfect. All in favor of giving Shaq $250 on the budget? Clearly passes. So we'll get that change for you. Next, my synthesis. Oh, sorry.
Just to, disagree that having food preference for each meeting is a waste at most cases, because, when the last time I saw my, process in action about 2 years ago, motivation for staying up on this was from 5 p.m. up until...
I just want to put it out there. You cannot change whether a committee gets food by voting on this resolution. You had to have done that in our standing rules or our bylaws discussion. So if you want to talk about food at committee meetings, this is not how you do that. Okay. So, Uche. Oh, you don't want to? Perfect. Masa.
So I have no system, you know, but I'm still trying to
And no summer experience grant money was used to do students helping students.
Yes. It's a different.
No, that's not true at all.
Yeah.
SHS. Yeah. Jacob Youngblood. Yeah. Yep. Julian.
So
it's for like our spring planning meetings, and like if we ever decide to like, we really don't like the executive committee itself doesn't typically use it. So like if we aren't finding ourselves to use it, we'll just throw it into special projects later in the year. So it's not money that we're looking to waste by any means. Also for like orientation and stuff like that, we provide food at orientation for our members. Uche.
So for money,
yes. Yeah, you could. It'd just be simple transfer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jacob. No? Okay. There's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? Second. Any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll go into voting. All in favor?
16.
Okay. All against? All abstaining. By a vote of 16-0-1, we've approved our budget. Yay. Is there a second? Second. Okay. I'm not assuming anyone's going to care. Meeting over.
It happened.
What?
Oh, for orientation?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you guys
What do people want for orientation food?
Thai.
Thai food?
Can I turn the recording off?
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.